Today is the 19th of November 2006. Today we continue with lesson number 7 from the second course of the Divine Buddhist Vehicle. Trước khi vào buổi học, mình chắp tay niệm niệm hùng danh của Bổn Sư 3 lần. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Today's lesson is a little bit long, so we're trying not to go fast. Today's lesson is the main theme of the second course. That is about the 10 good deeds or 10 good karma. Because if we practice the 10 good deeds or 10 good karma, we expect, you know, to be reborn in heaven or to be reborn as a god instead of a human. Like in the first course, which was the theme of it? The first course, the theme was how to be reborn as a human. That is how to practice the 5 precepts. Now we try to practice these 10 good deeds. Introduction. 10 good karmas or deeds are the roots of all good actions. They are like lower rungs of the ladder to progress further. So we have learned about the cause and effect and the metansi causes, that is reincarnation or rebirth. That we see that if we, whatever we sow, we will reap it. So, what are the 10 good karmas or 10 good deeds? The good facts, you know, a good accomplishment we do. Because if we do the good things, we will reap the good things. We do the bad things, we expect the bad things. So these 10 good karmas are the roots of all good actions. Why? Because we, as a human, we practice, we live, we act according to the karmas. And we can do the good things as well as the bad things. They are the lower rungs of the ladder to progress further. That is, you know, like if you will be, want to become Buddha, if you will become, want to become Bodhisattva or something else, we have to go from the lower rungs, which are the humans, and then to progress to gods, you know, things like this. Because if you don't practice it and we want to become Buddha, that is, unbelievable, right? The main subject, definition, karma means action. Now, fit accomplishment. Karma. What is karma? You have heard about this word. This is a Sanskrit word. But which was translated into English like accomplishment, fit, or action. But if you say just only action, we might not, you know, express the whole things, the whole concept of it. Because karma means that whatever we do, we will have something to be produced in the future. That is, whatever we do, we will get something. Or whatever other people do, they will get something, or they will have some repercussion in all the universe. So karma means any action, fit, accomplishment, good or bad. It can be good, like that is what we mean by beneficial. That is, make other people feel happy, improve other people's condition, a thing like this, or bad. That is, you know, some action which can be harmful to other people, or indifferent. That is, some action which were not good nor bad at all. So we have three type of karma. We can do something good, which is, you know, beneficial to us, or to other people, or to the things. We can do something bad, or we can do something like indifferent, not good nor bad. You want to take an example? Good, you already know, right? That is, you know, something which can make people happy, make us happy, make us feel better, or the people feel better. Bad things, you know, make people hurt, things like this. Or indifferent. Indifferent, like, you know, you have to go to the restroom. That's something, you know, it's not good nor bad at all, right? Because you don't do anything to it, but it can be good, it can be bad. It can be bad because it can spoil something. But it can be good because, like, you know, it can be beneficial to some other sentient beings. Like, you go into the sewer and then it gets into the river, it can spoil the river, but as well, you know, it can feed some other sentient beings too. So it can be good, it can be bad also. We understand about the deed, right? The karma. Now we're talking about the good karma, but we're talking also the bad karma. The bad karma are the contrary of these. The second, the roots of good and bad karma. We learned about this last time already, right? That is, you know, the body, the mind, and the speech. Because we don't have anything else. Usually people just say that, well, we have a body and a mind, or a soul, or something like this. So if it does not come from the body, it will come from the soul, or something. But in Buddhism, you know, we say the body and the mind. And also the speech. Because the body, you know, might not speak it up. Because the speech, you know, is very important. Why in Buddhism, you know, we take the speech separately? Because the speech, you know, is the root of all evil and good also. The speech, you know, is very peculiar of the human species. You already know that, right? You learn in science, only human, you know, can speak. Bird, you know, can sing. And some people, you know, some scientists say that, well, they can communicate with each other through the sound, or like, you know, the dolphin, they can communicate through their ultrasound or things like this. But they cannot speak like human. That is, you know, we make people understand clearly or slightly, you know, like we can say it later. That is, you know, we can use the speech to deceive other people too. But the communication by the sound in the lower species, that is, you know, not in humans, are limited to the fact that they just, you know, want to communicate the essential things. Like you see, some are, you know, the bees, they cannot communicate by sound, right? But then they have certain dance to signal to other bees, you know, where to find food and things like this. Already learned about that. But in chimpanzee, things like this, they can do some, they can make some expression, they can emit some sounds, which can signal to other chimpanzees about some thing. Now, we don't speak chimpanzees, so we don't know, but basically they interpret like that. Some scientists claim that they can, you know, communicate, but very limitedly. So the speech, truthfully, you know, is peculiar to human. In fact, you know, only people can speak. So if you cannot speak, we are like a handicap. So the speech, the body, and the mind are the three roots of all evils and goods. So we can make the good deeds or bad deeds according to these, from these. We have three things, three bad deeds. Can come from the body, the kiln, the steel, and the fornication. We already learned about that. The speech, four of them. Lying, exaggeration, deceiving, and cursing. We learn more about that later. Okay, and the mind. And the mind, greed, anger, ignorance. These are the three poisons we have learned before. Now, we expound a little bit. Body, the killing you already know, right? Killing may take the life of all the sentient beings. That is killing. Killing may be people or things dead. Stealing means taking something, you know, which are not ours, which are not, you know, legally or originally ours. We just, you know, take from all the people. That is, you know, we take something from all the people, sentient beings, or from all the proprietor. Stealing, you know, means that we can snatch it, like, you know, some people have it, we can get it from them, or we can use our power to extort them. In that case, it's also stealing, you see. It's like, you know, some people who have power say that some other people are afraid of them, so they offer them, you know, some things like this. That's also stealing, because they abuse their power. So stealing means getting something which are not legally ours. Fornication, we already know that. That is, you know, like a bad sexual behavior. That is, you know, we know that we as the lay people, we are not monk or nuns. We will get married. We have family. We have wife, husband. But beside that, you know, we don't do anything else. We don't do things outside, because we will hurt the family, things like this later. We already learned about that before. Speech, four things. Why four? Because speech, you know, usually, you remember in the five precepts, we learn about the lying only, right? Do not lie. But this one, you know, we expound it into the four things. Because lying means that saying something not true. But these, there are three other things which are also harmful from the speech. The second is the exaggeration, bragging. Sometimes it's legal, sometimes it's not really legal. Bragging, sometimes you think, okay, so I did some good things. I can say it, I'm happy with that. I want all the people to know that, right? So then it's not harmful. But then you don't know that bragging, is harmful to all the people too. First, you incite the jealousy of all the people. Some people who are not as fortunate as you, they might complain about it, or they might feel bad, they might feel hurt about that. Or, bragging, most of the time we brag about things we don't have, or we don't know, we don't legally own. So then, that is exaggeration. I mean, some people say, I come from a very, very wealthy family. I used to have this, I used to have that, and things like that. Some old people especially, they try to brag about that. That's not good. That's just because they feel they have some complex of inferiority. See, because real people, like you already know, people who are really wealthy, who are really rich, don't brag about their money, right? They stash it, they just drive a Chevrolet or something like this. But people who just have a little money, they drive a Cadillac. Bragging is not, some people think that, it's not too bad, but it will be bad. Try to avoid bragging. Because you already know, usually people don't like people who brag. Because first, they are jealous. Deceiving have a different way of doing it. Deceiving speech means that either you tell people to lie, not really lying, but then you use a way to make people think differently. It's easy to understand. Now you just see some advertisement, no down payment, okay, no payment until 2009, something like this. Only $29 for a car. Dream on. Only $29.5, and then you go and you sign some paper and you end up paying a lot of money. You see? And then they say, okay, you don't read the fine print. I say you don't pay until 2007, but you must have good credit. Then you must accumulate the interest, and the interest is only 20%. Incredible, right? So then, deceiving speech is like this. Or deceiving means also picking from one against another. That's the things usually people do. This is also because of the jealousy. Jealousy, you see. If you feel too much about the self, if you think yourself is is more important, and of course most people think like this, the self is the most important. Okay, all the self are not. So what they do is try to pick one against another and feel happy about that. We learn about that later. Cursing, cursing means saying nasty thing or bad thing, or just interject something. See, first we think that that's no big deal. I'm too angry, I just say it. But then you don't know that you get habituated to it. That is, you get used to it. And later on, before I heard someone who cannot say something without cursing. They have to say something. They have to say some F word or something. And they think that it's normal. It's we say, something like this, right? And the mind, the three parts, you already learn about that, we learn about that later. Greed, anger, and ignorance. These are very difficult to avoid because they were born with us. They were born with the self. And the only way to treat that, to kill these, is to realize that the self is not real. Now we go to the third part, the effect of the 10 good deeds. So if we practice these 10 good deeds, what we will get or how do we practice it? So there is a sutra in Buddhism, we call them the Sutra of the 10 good deeds, where the Buddha expounded about these, the 10 good deeds. In Vietnamese they call them King Thập Thiện, the Sutra of the 10 good accomplishments. First, we expound about that. Do not kill. Okay, that's the first good deed, good karma. Do not kill. We already learned about that. The three first ones, we already learned in the last course about the five precepts. the 4, the 5, the 6, the 7, means do not lie. We already learned about that too also. But we just expound them. Do not kill. Why do not kill? Because if we kill, you know, we learn about that, the people, you know, will be reincarnated. That is, will be reborn. So if we kill something, some animals, some other humans, we can kill, like, you know, our parents in the past, right? Like, you know, in the past, you know, you had some parents, or you had some wife, some children, some brother, sister, some cousins, some grandpa, grandma, and now, you know, you kill a dog or a cat, even a dog or a cat. It could be your, like, your great-grand-uncle or someone like this. You don't know. So that is why we avoid to kill them. And avoid also to kill future Buddha. Why? Because, like the Buddha taught us, that any sentient being can become Buddha later. Okay, sooner or later, we will become Buddha. So then, you know, if we kill them, they will have to be reborn again and again, and then they get angry against us. So they can follow us forever. We have learned about that in the last course, about the story of these two women, right? Remember the story of these two women who keep on being reborn, you know, and try to kill each other. So that is the reason why, you know, nowadays, whenever we go to Bát Quan Trai, you remember the Uposatha, some people, some guy or girl, you know, have to get out and then try to dispense the food to the hungry ghost. Remember that? We call them the Xuất Sanh. I mean that, you know, some people will get out and then say the four verse. Remember that? And there's also one the same Lhasa Quỷ Tử Mẫu. That means the mother of the Rasa. Mother of the Rasa, you know, is a person in the Sutra of the Lotus Sutra, who has become a Buddhist. That is, you know, who followed the Buddha. So after she followed the Buddha, she said that, well, I'm a Raksa, so I need, you know, to eat something. I used to eat people, children. So now, you know, how can I get food? And the Buddha said that, well, my disciple, you know, will offer you some food every time. So that's the reason why. Avoid killing future Buddha, because like we learned before, any sentient being can become Buddha. So we just try to avoid killing them. Or relatives, we just learned about that, right? Right, because people, you know, can be reborn and reborn and things like this. So if we avoid to kill, what we will get? Okay, in the Sutra of the 10 good actions, the Buddha will say about 10 benefits. First, you know, the sentient beings and respect us, because we don't kill them. You only know that people who are very mean, the killer, the assassin, the murderers, and like that, people try to avoid them. Like you remember the story of Angulimala. Angulimala was the one, you know, who tried to kill his mother to get, you know, the dishes to become something, right? You remember that? He was the guy, you know, who tried to kill him. So everybody, you know, run away from him. So if you don't kill anyone, you don't kill the dog or cat or birds or things like this, you know, the birds, you know, flock to you, right? The animals like you. The dog, if you don't eat the dog, you know, the dog come, you know, and wag his tail to you. But if you do eat too much dog, the dog says, "Woo, run away from him." So we get respected. The second, the compassion, we increase our compassion. Why? Because in that case, you know, we love the sentient beings. We don't hate them. The third benefit is we can clean ourselves of the anger. Now, that's one way to avoid anger. Because people who are angry, you know, try to kill people. Like, have you heard about Ashoka, the king, you know, who expelled, you know, the Buddhism? Ashoka is a great king, right? He expanded Buddhism, but then he was really, you know, evil. He was a demon. He killed like 100,000 people before. You know his story. He went to Kalinga, you know, he exterminated the whole town, more than 100,000 people. But whenever he get into Buddhism, he say, okay, no more killing, right? And whenever he stop killing, he doesn't become angry anymore. And he can avoid anger. Because whenever we become angry, we can wipe out everything. In fact, you know, we know that sometimes, you know, even people in the same family, the father and the son, or the mother and daughter, or they can fight against each other just because of the anger. Some people don't like something or say something, and some people say something else or don't like it, and then they argue against and they become angry, both of them, and then they avoid them. So that's very dangerous. Without killing, we can cleanse gradually of the anger. Now, the fourth benefit is the body will become well. That is, we don't get sick easily. In fact, it's easy. Because whenever you are happy, you want to know that the mind controls the body, right? So then, if you're not angry, you don't hate people, you feel peaceful, you can be happy easily, and you live longer. Like the fifth one, you live long. And the sixth one, you are protected by the gods. Of course, the gods are like people, like good people. They don't like bad people, right? Demons don't like good people. So, same, the birds of the same feather flock together. You only know that, right? So if you act good, the gods or the good angels will go with you. If you act bad, the demons, the evils will go with you, right? Well, they will protect you too. See, the demons and things like this. So to make you bad, to make you do bad things. The next one is to sleep well, and you don't have a bad dream, of course. You don't worry about someone killing you because you don't kill people. You are not afraid of someone, to take revenge on you, so you sleep good. If you don't sleep good, or you see, sometimes you hear about this story, you're still young, so sometimes you don't know that, but some people cannot sleep at all. Whenever they sleep, they try to lock the door on everywhere. Then when they sleep, they try to avoid this, some other stuff, like, to avoid all the fire and things like this, because they are afraid. They're afraid. They don't have a peace of mind. Now, if you don't kill people, you get peace of mind and you can sleep well. And avoid all the vengeance, you see, things like this, because no people will not take revenge on you. You're peaceful. And you cannot be reborn in the three bad ways. You already know that, right? The hell, the animals, and the hungry gods. We avoid them. And after the death, we will be reborn in heaven. Good. Now the second one, do not steal. Do not steal means practice equality and avoid harming people, have peace. That's good. You only know how to steal, right? We just say about that. To steal means to take something which are not ours. But also, to get something, which are not legally ours. We don't take from them, but then, we make them afraid. So they have to offer us, we call them bribery, extortion. These are also stealing. So if you have power, if you have something, avoid all this. Some people offer you something, so they expect some reward or something back from you. Kickback, they call them. Avoid them. Because you will be enslaved by them. You don't know that. People offer you money. People offer you a good car. And you say, okay, that's good. I don't ask him. I don't extort him. He just offered for me. But then, he will come later. And if he did bad things, his son do bad things, and he want some favor from you. Can you avoid them? Can you refuse them? So be very careful about that. So do not steal means avoid all these. We don't extort people. We don't get bribery. And if you don't steal, what we do? We practice equality, right? Because whenever we eat, whenever we work, we get some food to eat. We don't work, we don't get it. Now, we don't want to get the money from other people because why? Because we steal from them the work, their force, their labors. And we practice equality, avoid harming people. Because you see, people work a lot, like workmen and toil a lot to get some money. Like they have to work 1 hour to get $5 or $10, something like this. They can work the whole day, and get 50, 60, 100 bucks. And then some people, extort them. And one, to free money from them. Or stick them up, give me money. Now, the whole day will be going away, right? Or there will be less food on their table. So they harm people and have peace also. Because if you don't steal from other people, you don't expect to be stolen. And if everybody, practice this, the world will be peaceful. And if you don't steal, we will get some benefit too. In the sutra, they say that if you don't steal, you will not be short of wealth. Ah, that's strange, right? Because you say that, okay, I don't steal, but I work only with minimum wage. How can I be wealthy? But you see, the wealth, you know, is not material. If you define the wealth like something material, well, you're wrong. Because people who can be like a billionaire, and they still feel miserable. You heard about these people, millionaire, who try to kill themselves. Try to remember that happiness, you know, does not equal amount of money. The wealth is not the amount of money. The wealth, you know, is some kind of peaceful, you know, you feel with yourself. With you have enough, you feel wealthy, right? You have learned about that, about the lesson one. You remember that lesson? If you don't want too much, you can feel happy. The benefits, you know, first, you know, is that you feel happy, right? Because sometimes, you know, you are not rich like other people. You have only like $10 in the pocket, but you really feel happy, feel wealthy. So then the wealth, you know, is not measured by the amount of money, by the amount of property or the amount of goods. The second thing is you are trusted by other people, right? Because if you don't steal from other people, that is very important, you see? Because usually whenever you grow up, you go to work and you see, some people who work as a treasurer or something like this must have what they call by bond. That is, they must, you know, buy something or have some goods, you know, for other people to trust them. You see? Because they will handle some money. Especially if you work in the bank, they cannot trust you because you handle too much money, you can run away with the money. But then, you know, if you never steal from someone, they can trust you. And then, you know, if you need to borrow something, or if you need something, people can lend you the money or do something. Or they can trust you. They can say that, well, okay, I'm busy, I go to somewhere. Can you look at my house, please? If you are trustworthy, they will let you do it. But if you are a big thief, nobody, you know, will ask you to take care of the house, right? They will not even, you know, let you in the house if you are like a thief. Because there's a rule. This guy coming, try to lock everything. So, and third, you know, you will not be deep-eyed by other people, because other people will not take advantage of you. The fourth thing is that your reputation will go away. I mean, will go far. That is, see, some people, you know, will talk to other people, they say, okay, this guy or this girl, you know, she's good, he's good, okay, you can trust him. So that's better for you. And you have peace and you are not afraid of anything. Of course, because if you don't steal from people, you are not afraid. If you see the police, you are not afraid. Then you just say, hi, cop, something like this, right? If you do something bad, when you see the cop, you know, you try to run from other people, run away from him, right? You try to avoid him. If you don't steal, you will have peace. And after that, you know, you will be reborn in heaven, of course. And that's for the steal. Now, for the third thing, do not fornicate. Do not fornicate means that you don't have illicit sexual relation or to other people beside the family. Because some people know, if you're not married yet, try not, you know, to indulge in the sense too much. Because that make you preoccupied. If you like to play game, like an example, you like to play game, you play a little, you after work, after school, you know, you go play like 1 hour, 2 hours, sometimes, you know, 3 hours. In the like a weekend, you can play like a half a day, but that's it. But more than that, you get, you know, like addicted to it already. So try to avoid it. So this sexual thing, you know, is the same thing. If you get used to it and then you get addicted to it, it will be bad. You can't do anything else, right? And then you can hurt other people too. Because see, like, you know, if you are a boy, you like a girl. Or a girl, you like a boy. But then, you know, suppose you're a boy, you like this girl. But all the boys, you know, like also this girl. That will be a problem already. And if two or three of the boys also like that girl, that's a big problem. I just take an example. So then, you know, when you grow up and then you get married and then you see all the people, all the girls or all the wives, you like them, that's bad. You see, that fornication means that. Okay, that is, you know, if you want to be married, try to be just, you know, like that in family. Because why? Because if you have illicit relation like this, first, you know, your husband, your wife, you know, will be hurt. Second, the children in your family will get hurt too. And then, suppose, You have all the children too. So then the relation will be like all messed up. So you try to avoid all this, because if you are, we are Buddhists, you know, what we want to know, to do is to avoid all these, you know, complication. So if you avoid this, the sutra say that we will have four benefits. First, you know, all the sense will be intact. Of course, that is what we call by the jealousy. When I was in Vietnam, I read the newspaper, and every day in the newspaper, there are some wives, you know, who become jealous, and then try to get at the other girls. They slash their face, you know, pour the acid, either beat them up. Or so then, if we don't do this stuff, you know, our body will become intact, we stay intact. Nobody hurt us. Second, we avoid all these complications, all these nasty things. Third, nobody, you know, will hurt our family. That's good, because we don't hurt them, they don't hurt us. And the last thing, you have a good reputation. The fourth, do not lie. Now, do not lie, do not exaggerate, do not insinuate, or do not curse are the four forms of speech, bad speech. Do not lie means that we don't tell the truth. When you know that, right? We don't tell the truth because we just want advantage, we just want to get something, or to hurt people. You see, that's not good. Now, if you avoid lying, what will you get? You get, you know, five benefits. The mouth will smell good, okay? And the God and the people, you know, will respect you. And the speech, you know, will not be confused. That is, you know, whenever you say something, you just say it squarely. Because if you lie, or if you start to lie, always, you know, you start, you know, to try to manipulate things. So then, you know, sometimes when you speak up something, you know, the words will not come, or the word will come wrong, because you will get used to it. You want to say the truth is one thing and wait something else. You want to say something else. The wisdom, you know, will be utmost. You get anything you want, and the three karmas, the three karmas, that is, you know, the body, the speech, and the body, you know, will be pure. That's in the sutra, say. Now, do not exaggerate. Exaggerate means that not only, sometimes you think that, well, that's no big deal. I don't tell a lie at all. Exaggerating means that, like, I just, you know, want to embellish it. Or saying something like, you know, this is flower. You see the flower. You see a yellow flower, it's good, it smells good. But you say, wow, incredible. I never smelled something like this. Ooh, this most... the most precious flower in the whole universe, I never saw it. Well, you say that, well, I don't lie. This worked for me at that moment, right? But that's also exaggeration. Now, you say something, okay, I don't do something, anything bad at all. I made the guy or the girl who gave the flower to me feel good only, right? But then, you know, if there's another guy or girl giving you another flower, then you feel bad. Because they say, okay, this is the utmost, the prettiest, and things like this. So mine is, well, at the most, you know, the second, right? So, try not to brag. Only, I mean, exaggerate. Exaggerate also mean like, okay, that's even worse. That will not try to profit from other people, right? Like I just told you this, okay, you can have a PS3. Okay, you get a PS3. You have, you know, to camp all night, you know, in front of Best Buy, you know, and go get it. And get it, and then you say that, oh, this is a unique one, you will never get it for 3 more years. Okay, this is genuine, I never touch it, I just bought it from Best Buy, and my receipt is right here. If you want, I will send you free, only $3,000. Well, because that's, you know, the law of supply and demand, right? You make some profit from it, but then you say that, you're lying, because why? People can get it legally, you know, for $600. Now there are 400,000 of them. Of course, you know, some people will get them later. And there will be 1 million, you know, before Christmas. So then the one who waits a little bit longer can get it for like $2,000 or $1,000. And if they're lucky enough, you know, they can get at the advertised price. So if you say that, well, you cannot get it for 3 more years, don't worry, don't dream about that, because they have no problem with the Blu-ray chip now. No, they cannot produce more. Okay, they are in the red now. Okay, for all this stuff. exaggeration in that, and then you say that, oh, this cool, you can use the Blu-ray disc now, and you look, that's HDTV, but people buy them, they put the disc in, the disc in, and then they have to wait. Because you know why? Because you have to use this game controller. It's not like a remote control of your DVD player, right? The DVD player, you can push, pause, fast forward, things like this. But with the game controller, you have to scroll down, see five things to start it. People don't know about that, but you avoid them. I don't lie, I just don't tell them that. Right? But you break exaggeration. Now, exaggeration something mean also that duping means that you don't have it and you say it. Oh, that's bad. Especially people who are drunker. That is the reason why, you know, in Buddhism, the Buddhists, you know, must avoid to drink alcohol, beer, wine, whiskey. Why? Because you drink too much alcohol, that clouds your mind. And when it clouds your mind, that's in medicine. That's what they call by confabulation. Confabulation means you fabricate the fable. That is like we told before, right? You never were that, but you say, oh yes, I was that. You say like something like, and they really believe in it because their brain become wrong. So then, you know, that's dangerous. Exaggeration. Now, if you avoid all this, you just tell something like it is. Like, you know, you want to sell your PS2, you just say, I play it for like, I had it last year. And it has only one small scratch on the screen. But it does not cover things like this, and it works good. That's it. And then people can pay whatever they want. So if you really do it, you don't exaggerate, you will be, like, you know, respected by all people. And you can answer the difficult question also. Some people ask you something, you can answer right away. Because you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to try to search the answer or thing like this. Now, third, do not insinuate. That's very common and very bad. Insinuate means that you say, like they say, double talk. It's quite complicated with this. You go to one part, you say one thing. You go to the other part, you say something else. That is, you know, you pick something against each other, right? Like you say, I go to this guy, I say, hey, you remember him? Oh, I met him yesterday. And he said that, well, we can say either bad thing or we can say good thing. But if we amount to something, and of course the bad thing, I say, okay, I heard that, oh, he said that, you were not good. He saw you, you know, with the other guy the other day, and you were hanging around that place, things like this, and then go back to this guy and say, oh, this is the other guy, and he says something like this. That's bad. But you can also say something like, you go to this guy and you say, the other guy, I saw him the other day, and he said that, and he get big, new PS3. Okay, PlayStation, PS3, ooh, good, cool, everything good. And then this guy, you know, he's long for it. He tried not to sleep, you know, outside Best Buy, and he couldn't get it. You don't say any bad thing about anyone, right? Then you go to this guy and say that, oh, I saw the old guy. He said that, he will get, you know, the Wii, right? He get the Wii. He said that he get the Xbox before, but now he can get the Wii. The Wii is cooler because he can use the remote control to smash the tennis, things like this. And later on, he can do this thing with the Darth Vader, you know, poop, thing like this. Okay, but you can do it. He didn't lie. He didn't say anything else, right? He couldn't get the PS3. He had to wait for the Wii. Okay. So, but then, you know, these guys, you know, will not like each other. So, insinuate is one thing. The insinuating also, you know, something like you see, like you go to you see this person who go to the temple every week, and then he say he go to the temple, he pray, he offer the things like this, and then you come to the house. Okay, where do you go? You go to temple. What for? Oh, because I want to pray. Want to pray. Have you ever seen, you know, anyone who can get something from praying? If you want to pray to some gods, you know, they give you better things. They don't say any bad thing about Buddha or something, right? And then they say, and then what did you do? You offer some money. Ooh, you get some money. Did they give you a receipt? Ah, see? I heard that, you know, this guy, you know, from the temple, he got a lot of money. He just bought a house. He was treasurer of the temple, right? You see, you don't say bad thing. But then this guy, you start to think, why? Why did he get a new house? Probably, you know, he got, you see, understand that? Insinuating like this, bad thing, very bad. So if you follow this, in the sutra they say that, all the relative are always together, because they don't separate. If we don't separate people, we will not be separated. Our friendship stay very long. That is, you see, if you make friends with someone, they will not, you know, get stay away from you for long, because you don't separate people. Your people will not be separated. And the trust, you know, is lasting. That is, if you like, you know, if you believe in Buddha, nobody can say that, oh, this is good. You will not sway in a way easily. And Pháp hành bất hoại means that your good action, you know, will last also. Now, do not curse. 7, do not curse. Cursing, you know, means that not only say like a thing like this, but then, you know, demean things to people. Cursing does not mean only bad word, but like, you know, you friends, you know, say to each other, oh, you're stupid, you're idiot, something like that. Never say that. Because I think what? Well, they might be dumb, but don't say it squarely like this, because you will get used to it and you hurt people. Some people, you know, will say, change your back. Don't call me stupid. Have you heard about that? Because people will get hurt. So avoid this stuff, even if they are really stupid. Right? Don't say it. See, because you can hurt all the people, and then you can try to find only the best things from people. Because even in really stupid people, you see, they have something intelligent, something wise. And you don't see the wise thing. You don't see the good thing from them. You see only bad things. So that's not good. So avoid exposing misfortune, because some people, you know, might be bad, might have something. And then, you know, they cannot perform something good. And then you try not, you know, to belittle them. You get 3 benefits from that. Whatever you say will be well and good, beneficial. Whatever you say, people, you know, will trust you and will listen to you. Because they say that, well, this guy, you know, doesn't say bad thing. So then they trust you. They believe in it. And the third thing, you know, people will not criticize you. Of course, you know, they will criticize you. Don't worry about that. They are good and bad people. But then usually the people who really criticize you, they will say in your back only. They don't dare not to say in your front, in your face, because they know that, you know, they can be lied. The 8th is do not be greedy. Do not be greedy means avoid greed. Do not be greedy, that means that you avoid the 5 desires. We learn about that, right? The wealth, the beauty, or the form, the fame, the food, and the sleep. That does not mean that you have to avoid everything, but you avoid exaggeration of it. That is, if you are greedy of the fame, or things like this, you know, you can, like, you know, hire someone, you know, to upload you, or stealing from someone else some work, and claim that it's yours. That happens, you know, sometimes. That is, whenever you go to college, you know, they will call them plagiarism, right? Plagiarism means that the teacher, you know, sometimes the professor or the teacher give you a school, the homework, and then instead of doing your homework by yourself, you copy from someone else. You go on the net and say that, oh, I can buy something like this, some report about that, and then you just write down. That's plagiarism. Some people, you know, are a little bit sly, they just change a couple of words or paragraph. But that's the plagiarism. That is not good, right? Because of the fame. So then try to avoid it. Now, if you are not ready to avoid this, and you maintain the peace. Why? Because you don't worry about that. If you're not ready, if you don't worry much about that, you don't worry too much. Like, you know, the beauty. You know that, you know, people will get old. So then, you know, if I look into the mirror and I see some wrinkle, that's the truth. That's the natural thing which comes, right? But some people know, I'm really afraid of them. If they see a little bit, ooh, it's bad. Have to buy some cream to put on, go to some doctor to get some Botox and things like this. So if you avoid them, you don't care much about that. You are not greedy. You will be happy. maintain peace and you have forming peace. That is the three karmas. Is like free, are like free, because you are not attached to them. The second thing, you do not lose your wealth, because if you are greedy, you want to accumulate wealth. You sooner or later you have to try to take advantage from other people, to take the wealth from other people, and then you know, they will take back from you. Third, you know, all the benefits will be good, the luck you know, will stay with you, and all the good things will go with you, despite your not willing to. Okay, that is enough. See, suddenly, you know, the good thing you know, will come to you. Don't worry about that. Now, do not be angry. You remember we say that anger, you know, can create hell. Like you see, this Asoka king, you remember that? He killed like 99 of his brothers. So he can maintain alone. He will be the sole emperor. He's very, very like mean. And if he's not angry anymore, he becomes Buddhist. So the anger, you know, can destroy everything. Like you, if you have a friend, and in fact, you know, I saw something like this, even father and son, thing like, and then you know they are just angry, they quarrel about something, discuss about something, or have something which they don't agree. And then if each one you know maintain their position, his or her position, well, that's it. So do not be angry. You are not angry, you maintain the calm. Of course, because you become angry only when you lose your calmness, when you lose your mind. In the sutra, I say it's like a bad fire and burn everything. See, like the forest fire or something like this. When you want to grow a forest, you have to spend like a dozen of years, right? Sometimes you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 dozen of years. But then you know, only one asana come here, and then that's it. Doesn't go away. So anger is like that. Whatever you did, like a benefit to other people, whenever you become angry, you can say really nasty thing. You can do really bad thing. Like you see some people, when they were angry and then they kill all the people. The whole family. Even the father. They shoot. Just shoot them. So avoid anger. Maintain calm. The eighth benefits, the mind you know, does not suffer. You don't have any more anger, of course. You don't try to fight against each other. Your mind becomes peaceful, and your mind becomes peaceful like the Buddha, and you used to do good things to other sentient beings. And your body, is mind, is respectable. I mean, respectable. That is, and see, you do only good things, you say only good things, you cannot even look back. Because they say like, you know, oh, you look good like a fairy. In Vietnamese they say, đẹp như tiên. Right? They say, đẹp như tiên. Nobody says, đẹp như quỷ. Right? Xấu như quỷ, of course. Quỷ means xấu, ugly. And có đức nhẫn nhục means that you maintain patience. Very important. Because if you're not angry, you fight it with patience. That is, you say, stop. Don't say anything. Let me breathe in, breathe out. I take care of that later. That's better. Then, you know, he says, like, boom, right away, like this, kick. Okay, of course, he can kick back. And if he can kick back, he use the stick and hit. And if we cannot hit him back the stick, we use the knife. And if he don't have a knife, he use the gun. And that's it, right? You see, very, very important. Try to calm down right away, okay? Stop, stop. Be patient. We take care of that later. We talk about it tomorrow. Because see, if you can, you know, stop it, and then, you know, take care of it later. Sometimes, you know, when you roll back the movie, you see that you can correct something. Last thing, do not be ignorant. When you're not ignorant, that is, you know, squarely stupid, right? Clear in judgment, avoid clinging to delusion, get wisdom. Be ignorant means that first thing, you know, you cling to your already made concepts. That is, you see, you learn something. Whenever you were born, you don't have anything, right? And then you learn everything from all the people, from all the things. If you are with good people, you learn good things. If you are with bad people, you learn bad things. We get from them. But then try everything, you know, try to digest it. Very important that. Because a lot of people, you know, don't digest it. They just, you know, get photocopy from other things. That is, you know, you see something good, you act exactly like that. You see something bad, you act exactly like that. That's not good. That's not human. Human have a mind. Whatever you learn, whatever you get in, you need to digest it and get out something all from yourself. You understand what I mean? If you eat something, you throw up the exactly like that. That's no digestion. If you learn something from other people, they say something, and you don't judge it yourself, because you remember the Buddha say, don't even trust your parents, your gods, your teachers, your family and tradition. Trust only whatever you have taken inside you and you have judged it and feel that it will make you and all the sentient beings happy. Only the Buddha, he said that in Kalama Sutra. You remember we learned about that before. And in fact, you know, he is the only one who dare to touch that. All the people, you know, he said that, hey, listen to me, follow me, you get this thing like this. The Buddha does never say that. The Buddha say that you have to judge yourself. If you learn this thing and you say you don't believe it, don't believe it. Keep it, but digest it. Don't just, you know, throw it away. That's not smart. But then, you know, if you gulp everything, that's not smart either. Digest it. You learn something. The world out here, you know, is created because of all this digestion. We learn from other people and then we try to create something. Because if we just, you know, get it in, you know, and spill it out like this, vomit it out like this, there's no creation. It's just like, you know, a bunch of, like, the ants, the bees. You look good, they look good, right? Because you see that, the ants, you know, they have colonies, they can build this and that, or the termites, they can even build big mouths, or the bees, you know, they can build, you know, all these, you know, tiny beehives, very good, and things like this. But you see, 1 million years before and 1 million years later, they will be exactly the same thing, right? They just get in and they spill it out, the same thing, not like human. The human, you see, before, we used to live in the cave. Now we don't live in cave anymore. Now we have everything. Because why? Because we get it in and then we digest it and then we spill it out. You see, that's very important. To be ignorant is like that. We just, you know, get in and we spill it out. Don't spill it out. Digest it. Get only the extract, the juice, the good thing for you. Spill out the waste. You have to, otherwise you become constipated. Ten benefits. You, of course, on all these good things. You have happy friends and smart friends. You believe deeply in the karma. That is, you see, in the cause and effect. So if you do good things, you get good things. We believe in the Buddha. That is, you know, the smartness, the enlightenment. Your mind will be straight. When you are dead, you know, you will be born in heaven. You have good deeds, you know, and some wisdom. You don't cling to yourself. You stay happy and calm, you know, in the good judgments, and you avoid on the bad fortunes. Now the conclusion. Conclusion, if you follow on these 10 good deeds, of course, you know, you don't have to avoid the 10 bad deeds. That is the contrary of this. 10 good and bad deeds are all originate from body, mind, and speech. Bad deeds are like weeds. Good deeds are like rice, all growing in the same field. Very important. Because you see, you have good friends, you have bad friends. You have good example, you have bad example. You have good foods and you have, you know, all these trans fat and stuff like this, high cholesterol, right? But they are all there. Now you have to use your mind to choose them. You see, say, I want to live long, I try to avoid some cholesterol, or an exercise, a thing like this. So weeds prevent rice growing well. To get good rice crop, weeds must be eliminated. So then you see, the bad things, the bad friends, you try to avoid them. The bad action, try to avoid them. The good action, try to work up more. Now, so you, if you do some bad action, you have to learn from them. Because you remember, now, I tell you something. Some people might not tell you that, but basically, Buddhism does not believe in redemption. You see it? What I mean is that whatever you do, you will get from it. Whatever you sow, you will reap from it. Bad things, bad and good things. So, whenever you do bad things, you say, oh, I did bad things. Try to avoid. Okay, no more. You know, for, you think like this. you still get this benefit from it. Whatever you do, like, you know, we say things like this, is to avoid to do it and to repeat it again. I did bad things. I don't do it anymore. Good, right? But we did bad things, you have to. It's like, you know, you go, you get out, you spit. You cough, you know, get out, speak you. You get like this, the laser print out, like this. How many dollars, you know, for how many miles, things like this. You say, Mr. Policeman, I've been driving for like 20 years. I never run any, never get any ticket. So please, we say, okay, so good, go away. You do some bad thing, you have to pay. Or if you don't want to pay, you have to go to school. So, some classes, something like this, right? So then, you know, we understand that. But we say, hey, that was a bad thing. We don't do it again. Whenever there's a red light or stop, thing like this. So to get good karma, bad karma must be eliminated. That is, if whatever you did bad things, we will reap bad things. You remember even Buddha Shakyamuni himself, he got, you know, 10 things in his life, right? He got headache. He was like, you know, eating oat for like 3 months. You remember that? You see, and he was hit by a big rock. So even him, you see that? But he still have to receive the bad consequence from the bad things he did in the past. So to get good karma, bad karma must be eliminated. If we try to eliminate all this bad karma, we do only good things. What we will get, first, you know, you will improve our body and mind. Of course, body and mind will become good. We feel happy, we feel peaceful, and improving also the circumstances that is surrounding us. If you act good, we don't do bad things. We don't hit people, we don't steal. So only good people will still come to us, right? Because bad people, like, you know, if you're fat, you're young, but like your dad, he does not drink alcohol. He never drink alcohol. So then, you know, the drunkard, you know, will not flow to your house. If they want to drink, they will find some drunkard, you know, to get together. They will not go to your house. If they want to gamble, to play cards or something like this, they will not go to your house because your mother, your father don't play that. But if you do, you like to play game, things like this, all the gamer will go to your house. That's natural. So if you do good things, good people will flock to you. Improving circumstances alike. If you do good things, only good people will go to you. Sitting for rebirth at God, you only know that. Because if you really practice this 10 good deeds, we will be reborn as good. And originating for Buddha goods, because we say that these are the lower rung of the ladder to Buddha good. Okay, we finish this lesson. From in chapter 11. Viện đem công đức này hướng về khắp tất cả đệ tử và chúng sinh đều trọn thành Phật đạo.